I have some more pictures to show, but, you know, I'll just move my computer around, anyone that wants to look at the collection of things I have, free to look at the collection of works that I have of new and exciting new platforms and variety of e-literature in the present and so forth, and I will have that available for you.
Bill, funny thing happened on the way to lunch. They forgot our orders.
Okay.
Melissa, we fortunately called when they were 15 minutes late, so where is it? They put together the lunch and it's sitting right there. So that's one of the reasons it's good that we're running a little bit. We need one more minute, so this will time for a couple of quick questions to these great people. And, you know, I know some of us in the pad are going to be around for 4 days and so on, because we talked about it, but some people, you know, probably want to respond right now. So what do you have to say?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a comment on the documentation, right. And also just kind of the comment that I think Melissa is appropriate, but going back to the story of the presentation, I think if we can begin to pick ourselves as not environmentalists, but whatever else we're going to call ourselves, we can think of another word for this heightening awareness with co-creators and consumers of our products. And if we're going to take on the mantle of, you know, shepherding intellectual property awareness and making adjustments in copyright law, might as well think about, you know, going the whole lot and encouraging people generally to think proactively about what it is they create and also what they use. So just I think that your free capital is well placed, and I also agree with you in, you know, Howard's dichotomy of before cat and after cat is very much a false one. I think that there's human creativity and coping with it.
I'll take that. They're completely different. I think the strategically, some of the things you have to do are different. But I totally agree in life cycle management. And one of the things I'm building, you know, is the kind of thing that Alan was talking about, that you can force people into bureaucracy to do certain things in a certain way, which is to actually collect information as people are creating works. This is with public television, to actually be tracking all of the processes that they're going through all the way through. Yeah, this is for the future stuff. This is like stuff that's built into that. And also to take, you know, various types of contextual information as part of that. And, you know, everything that I said that you got to do retrospectively, I also think you have to do prospectively. I just think there are certain things that you can do prospectively that you can't do retrospectively because we just don't have the stuff. So that's the
clarification. Okay, another response, the pessimism is cautionary. Like, we need to take certain actions so that our worst fears are not realized. Number one, and number two, also, if you go back to what James Boyle was talking about, I think an important partner for PAC and for ELO in general is the Creative Commons. Essential to educate electronic authors about the possibilities for making the work available more broadly than it might otherwise be.
What's the question about comments and advice about distinguishing how to separate the form from content and the behaviors?
Yeah.
And then that's an addition to which I would love to be asking on more than just the admission of words received about as a comment. The editorial commission, the government, has sort of just managed to extricate itself from that theoretical perspective. It's the idealizing of the work as separate from its physical education. This is something that is very much a team power of the electoral and of the commission. And he fails to talk about it even more. And I was sort of struck by how we take analytics here about sort of an idea that brought attention to the aesthetics of things like the data floor and separating out more data and information and behavior. But that, and I wonder if we need to think more carefully about the consequences of that separation did that come from them, I will not explore the scholarship in my survey, surveys, for example, I can answer that over time.
Yeah, and I think that that's very important. I don't think that we at the moment, we don't even have a choice. I mean, if we don't have ways of doing that, we don't have a choice of doing that separation. And so I don't think we can even, it's hard to even ask the question, well, it certainly is okay to ask the question, but it's hard to really look at what the results, what the trade-offs are. Because I think it becomes a trade-off. I think, you know, as you saw with some of the works that have been tried to be resurrected, personally, I don't think that any work of this nature can be fully resurrected in just the way it was intended 20 years from now. And so we have to make trade-offs, and I'll talk about some of those this afternoon that the digital art world is making. But we have to make some trade-offs, and some that we can decide, or individual authors can decide which trade-offs they're willing to make. So some of them may be survivability of the work versus survivability of snapshots of the work.
Let's get other people, let's get the people in the audience's perspective.
Okay.
So don't make long responses.
Okay, short responses. David, I come to you home.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to make a short observation because I get to talk later, so I don't want to go on too long. But I noticed that the question of how do you know the sound when my boyfriend came back from the war ended up being heard through all the different talks. And it goes to Howard's scrambling point, which I thought was a nice way of putting a particular kind of coding, or a nice way of labeling it. One way that you know that there's sound there is if you read the code.
Yeah.
If you look at HTML, you can see there's a reference to something, and there's data sitting there on the server that your browser may not be accessing. So there's a sense of viewing software that's code compatible, but isn't really, is hiding what's actually evident in the work. And the fact that that work is not scrambled, except the audio part, which probably may be scrambled in some weird way. I don't know.
Okay, let's do this. We're all here. The food is here. The forum is open. Really, this is a small group, and we are hoping that this conference encourages people to get to know each other and to have a chance to talk in depth about the issues. So let's see.
Okay, so 7 o'clock is on CD, which means do your homework again. And we're really, if you're presenting the afternoon, tell me for 30 seconds what's going on.
Okay, we're reassembling at 2 o'clock to start things.